It's interesting, I think, that humanity tends to assume that everything is the same everywhere. Things carry on as they are. We assume that the sort of society we live in is the normal form of society. And yet it's only been around for a handful of years. We tend to assume that the world we live in is the natural state of the world, and yet we've seen this morning how 90% of the Earth's history, the Earth has been utterly different from what we see around us today. And in fact, our lives are made up of this sequence of disconnected events. And that introduces me to a third sort of time. We've had physicists' time, we've had biologists' time. Third sort of time is what you might call personal time. I'm going to use the Greek word kairos for it. It's time in the sense of the the apt time, the appropriate time, the proper time. For example, if you see a good actor, you say their skill as an actor is due to their sense of timing. Not of saying the words, but knowing just when to say them, how long a pause to leave for them to have maximum effect. And I'd suggest that in our personal lives, this kairos time, the right time, the moment when things come together for us, the moment when we realise something and do something about it, whatever, that's the time that's important for us, us personally. And I'd like to finish with a poem by a man who, in my opinion, is probably the greatest poet writing in English of the 20th century, a man called R.S. Thomas, who was a priest in rural Wales. And he wrote this poem called The Bright Field. It goes like this. I have seen the sun break through to illuminate a small field for a while and gone my way and forgotten it. But that was the pearl of great price, the one field that had the treasure in it. I realize now that I must give all that I have to possess it. Life is not hurrying on to a receding future, nor hankering after an imagined past. It is the turning aside, like Moses, to the miracle of the lit bush, to a brightness that seemed as transitory as your youth once, but is the eternity that awaits you. Thank you.